Hello, and welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Andy Reid spoke with the media on Monday, the day after the dominating wild card win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chiefs will now take on the Buffalo Bills in the divisional round at Arrowhead Stadium Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Let's hear from Andy Reid.
So I had a chance to go back and look at the game. You know, I didn't mention, by the way, I didn't mention Fenton to you last night with the injury. So right before the game, he came in, his back had locked up. And so we had to sit him down. That was like right before we had to turn our slip in. So, and then the fans again were phenomenal. They did a tremendous job. There was a lot of black and gold in the stands, and I thought they did a great job. So, Pittsburgh is a very well coached team. Mike has done a great job with that bunch. So we knew it'd be a big challenge. Our guys, I thought, stepped up. I was real impressed with the way our defense played. They had a great game plan, but they also executed it very well. So I just, you can go through all the positions, but I thought in particular that D-line really geared up and linebackers. They played extremely well against what I think is one of the better runners in the league and running attacks in the league. and then offensively, again, I thought the offensive line did a good job. I mean, there are things they could get better at, but for the most part, they did a good job. And I thought that McColl and D-Rob, Pringle, McKinnon, guys that normally don't have a great opportunity to show, really stepped up and played well. And, it's a tribute to the protection. It's a tribute to from the offensive line. It's a tribute to, the quarterback, Patrick, and how he played. I thought he had a real nice game. So, and then the special teams was solid too, which was good. It was a field position game and a defensive game. And then the offense kind of got going. And but we did start slow offensively. And our defense really played well. And then maybe the best catch of the night for one of the receivers was D-Rob on the onside kick. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal catch right there. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Let's go first to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Coach, congrats on advancing. I'm presuming that you guys may start to get a Darryl or Clyde back here, but I'm guessing it's a little bit difficult to ignore what Jarek was able to do. When you're a staff in the playoffs, how do you process that and does McKinnon almost earn a little bit of a lead nod just because of his performance, regardless of who you have available?
Yeah, that's a good problem to have. So we'll just see how it all plays out. Darryl, he tried to go, but he's having a hard time pushing off that toe. We're fortunate to have a number of running backs that we feel are good runners. And, Gore's another one. And then, we'll just see about Clyde, what we get from him.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Coach, that's the perfect segue to two of my questions. Good afternoon. Brad, I'll have two questions here. Coach, he returned to practice last week, Edwards-Helaire, and I know he's making progress, but how optimistic are you that he will be able to do more this week than he did the previous week?
You know what, Herbie, I haven't had a chance to talk to him. I thought we'd be able to do more last week. So I'm just curious to see. I think he almost has to get out on the field to feel that and see where he's at. But I think he thought he could do more last week too. It just didn't work out that way.
And the second question, Coach, Tyreek Hill has had to sort of reinvent himself this year as a receiver in the offense based on what you guys have faced from opposing defenses. How do you think he's handled that? And what kind of makeup goes into a receiver like that to go ahead and adjust how he's normally used.
Yeah, the reason I mentioned those other guys in that mix there was I think that's great for Tyreek, because the more guys the defense has to be concerned about, the better chance he has to catch footballs. And teams take such great concern for him and Kels that you've really, it's tough sledding there. So, but Tyreek to answer your question, Tyreek has done, I think, a phenomenal job. He's a great player. He's done a phenomenal job of getting himself open in very tight situations, whether it's man, whether it's tight zone, whether he's doubled or not. And most of all, our quarterback has a lot of trust in those situations.
Let's go next to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach, appreciate the time here. Kind of want to ask you about the fumble from yesterday, and I'm hesitant to kind of call it a gadget or a trick play because you all do run so many different formations. I remember asking you last year about running them in the red zone, and you talked about playing with the limited space around the end zone. Kind of explain it to us laymen what advantages you have when you do play so many different unique formations.
Yeah, so McColl's done that. He did it all through college. High school, he was a quarterback, and so we've worked him in there. We've repped the thing. It didn't work out. It could have been that Daryl wasn't practicing a whole lot. So I'll take that one. But, we trust McColl doing that. And we've worked on that kind of stuff for a number of weeks. So
let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
And I'll have a follow-up, Brad. Coach, kind of along those lines, can you just describe your overall philosophy of what you gain now, but also in the future by showing all those different looks, by having Kelsey throwing the football, McColl Hardman out of the Wildcat, Blake Bell taking the ball under center, just what advantage that gives you here moving forward with other teams having to prep for you?
Yeah, Seren, I guess it's twofold. Other teams have to prep for it, but we do these on an individual basis for that team. So in a lot of cases, the pass at Kelster was individual for that group. So we try to find whatever matchups or what we think we can take advantage of, I guess, lack of better terms, but and work on, and try to put a play in for that. So we trust our guys to do it, though they get a number of reps on it. EB does a good job with all that. So,
and then specific to the Kelsey pass, Mahomes, we heard Travis say he was told you're throwing to one guy or you're not throwing it. Patrick said, he's not supposed to throw it to me. Yet if you watch it, there he is running with his hands up in the air, right? Is that just him trying to throw off the receivers, or is he hoping, hey, maybe even though it's not designed to come to me, maybe I get one here?
Yeah, when you put it in Patrick's hands or Kelsey's hands, you're never quite sure what's going to happen. So, he was told throw it to one guy. Patrick was doing that just to track somebody, I think.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy, speaking of guys who probably shouldn't be getting the ball, Allegretti, he's like the fifth, sixth. I can't keep track of how many offensive linemen have caught touchdown for you since you've been here. I just want to know what kind of vetting do you put those guys through? What kind of proof do you need to see from him? Hey, I know he was like a fourth or fifth option on that particular play. But what kind of proof do you need to see from a guy, a lineman, before you're comfortable putting him in that role and letting him maybe catch a pass in a game?
Yeah, so on Fridays we do pat and go, and the linemen do their own little pat and go and kind of a breather from hitting the sled, I guess. You get an idea who can catch and who can't. So if you got a little bit of skill there, we'll try to work with you. And Allegretti, he's got great hands. For a wrestler, he's got great hands. Nice job.
We got three more. We'll go right down the line, starting with Vahe. Go ahead, Vahe.
Hey, Andy. I recognize this is kind of a big picture question that you're not going to feel like answering, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you have any sense of any change in approach or any renewal of your conviction from winning a Super Bowl about what you were doing? I mean, has that played into anything since then? And Brad, I'll have a follow-up.
I don't think so, Vahe, but I don't know, maybe it hasn't. I don't realize it, but I don't feel like it has. I know it doesn't feel that way as we're prepping for Buffalo. I we're going through that same process. We got in early and we're digging in, and we know it's a great team, and I feel the same way about them that I would, you know, another opponent that's a great, great team. So it takes all your attention, and there's not, anyways, I don't know. That probably doesn't answer your question, but I don't think I've done much different or thinking wise.
And this is probably the extra part to that, but it's, I'm sure it's hard to identify, but I mean, once you've won one, how do you think it makes you feel going forward? More hungry, or you feel like, I know I can get there? I mean, I wonder how that is for you.
Yeah, well, if you like chocolate cake and you eat a piece and then you have one dangled in front of your face, you're probably going to want to eat that too. Not much is going to stop you. So, I mean, that's how you feel about the Super Bowl. I mean, that's that is the chocolate cake with the ultimate frosting. And you need to... you're going to try to go get it if you can. You know, that's the best you can.
Last two, we'll go Robert and then Nate. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Coach. So in regards to the Bills game, how much an advantage do you see it that you guys were able to play them in a regular season? Do you see it as a chance to, like, counterpunch since you lost to them earlier this year?
Yeah, well, they got after us. And so we know it's a great challenge. And they're a great team. So we're going to go through the process of getting ourselves ready to play. And that's, we'll take it day by day and try to, as coaches, we'll try to give the players good stuff to work with. And I know the players and their attitude, the way they love that part of it. And they'll work hard to better themselves so we can have a good game.
Last to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Andy, I have two questions. My first is just what did you notice about your offensive line? Obviously, it's Creed and Trey playing in the playoffs for the first time, but I guess what impressed you most about that group? Perhaps maybe it was the screen game working so well, or was there something that you sort of identified rewatching the game that impressed you most? And then Brad will have a second.
Yeah, well, listen, that Pittsburgh front is very aggressive. They've got a couple of veteran players on there that are really good football players, Pro Bowl players. And that can be intimidating to some young guys. I didn't see that with those two. Trey had a couple of back flatters early, which he's had in other games. But, and I thought Creed played very physical and his calls were accurate. So I didn't see any let down from them, but you remember every step you take is a little bit tougher. So this will be a learning experience for them this week, just like this past week was.
And Andy, with someone like Travis's talent, abilities, obviously his leadership in terms of obviously being in the playoffs so often, I just wonder what he does for you from a game plan standpoint. Obviously you have your offensive line, you know who your quarterback's going to be, but what does Kelce provide that maybe the average tight end would not give you in a sort of a game planning scenario?
Yeah, well, he has that ability to play in tight, block people, and at the same time and release from there, and also move them out a little bit further, whether it's just an intermediate split or a wide split. You feel comfortable doing any of those. And then he has a great sense for space and how to work in space, get himself open. And again, it helps that the quarterback likes him. So I mean, that they work well together on that, trust each other.